We're going to go back to the phones. We're going to go to Ray in Los Angeles, California, listening on KKLA. Ray, what's going on today?
Well, good morning. Our son lives on his own, has a solid job, and he's been dating a lady for about 3 weeks. Who he met online, and she also knows and loves the Lord, has a solid job as well. She's 8 years his senior. He's 34. She's 42.
Okay.
She's been divorced, and our question, and they're talking about marriage. And this is my question. What advice would you all offer them if they were to call y'all?
Oh yeah, that's actually a great question, Sherry. I'm really curious on your answer to this. What advice would you give?
Well, I call this the urge to merge. And, you know, there's could be a lot of factors here, right? I don't know if your son has ever been married or in a relationship.
Never been married.
Okay. So has he ever had a serious relationship or no?
Oh, yes, he has.
Okay.
Several.
Well, so this can happen when people meet. They're in this idealized state. Couple of things can happen. Mm-hmm. One is that it can get sexualized very fast. So their first date might include a kiss. Second date might include, you know, having sex together. And I'm not saying that's going on. It's just so interesting how quickly they've merged into, you know, wanting to get married, and all that has happened a few weeks. The other thing that can happen is the urge to merge can be there because it's like a pick me syndrome. The one or the other says in their mind, I want them to pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me, because I want you to pick me before you really understand who I am and what my warts are. Maybe reasons that other people have not been with me or other relationships haven't worked out. So it creates kind of a frenzy on the front side. And so there's probably one or both of those things going on.
Yeah. And what would you tell them?
I would say, what would stop you from slowing down?
Slow the roll.
And I would probably do a little bit more work. I would ask her, so the last relationship you were in that failed, why did that relationship fail? And what do you believe about yourself? She might feel like, I'm not enough. Right. And then I would ask your son the same thing. So the relationships, you've had lots of them, but none of them, you're 34. What would you say has been the most tragic loss you've had? And he might tell us that. And then he might say, I just feel like I'm a failure. I can't really do relationships.
So
I'd point them into doing their own individual work and not just bringing your shame bags into a relationship, which is just going to make it more messy.
Yes. Yeah.
I see the other side of that coin. If I were asked, you know, what should we do, or what do I think? To her, I'm gonna ask that question too. What do you think went wrong in your marriage? And when she says she, you know, maybe doesn't feel like she's worthy, in my mind, I imagine her saying, "Well, he didn't do X, Y, and Z, or he was the problem in some way, shape, or form," and maybe also your son. And so, if they are not able to look at themselves and haven't done their own work, wherever you go, there you are. They will be the same person in the next relationship that they were as they were in the last relationship. So my recommendation would definitely be that they're doing individual therapy to understand, why would I rush into tying my life to someone within 3 weeks? What am I running from, or what am I chasing after?
That's good. Yeah.
Cher, you mentioned, what would stop you from slowing down the roll. And then you asked, why did your relationship fail? And then that one question, did you ask, what do you believe in yourself? Was that your question?
Yeah. What's the negative belief that you have about yourself that might be causing you to run into this relationship, you know, and it can be relational. Like, and I'm just thinking, I don't know what your son's relationship with his mom has been. Mm-hmm. That might be like a sensitive question to ask you because you really called about them. But let's say that he's not felt as nurtured in that relationship. He might be looking for a mommy, you know, and even having that older female that's established might make him unconsciously feel very cared for. So, again, there's lots of things that counselors unpack with couples so they wake up to this stuff before.
And he may have had a great relationship with mom and she may have been super nurturing and he's missing that.